At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? No, I don't like how that started. I really feel like we can do better. I do. So I'm going to do it again. And I'm not even going to cut out the first attempt because they need to know. Okay. What's up, everybody?
What's up, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? I'm one of your hosts, That Chick Angel.
I didn't know if you didn't like it because we said it together or if it needed more energy.
I really felt like it needed to be together. And you don't ever give the space for us to be able to say it together. You want to try a third time's a charm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, thank you for telling me that. Thank you for communicating that with me. Now I know what to do.
You know, if
all
you're
right.
going to jump in and say it, then you've got to be on your ready. What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
Welcome back to another episode of
Is this going to cause an argument?
I'm one of your hosts, That Chick Angel, also known as Angel Akita Moore. Tanksley, tell them who you are,
baby. I'm the other host, Marcus Tanksley, co-host of Is This Going to Cause an Argument. This is a podcast where we talk about any and everything with our family, meaning you, if you are listening.
I'm listening.
Oh, you can make suggestions. We talk about, like I said, family, we talk about current events, we talk about any and everything that we feel like talking about. And the reason it's titled, Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? Because a lot of times it does.
We have been arguing even before we pressed record on this podcast. And if you wish you would have seen it, you should be a member of our Patreon.
Absolutely.
That's right. We have Patreon members that we absolutely adore. There are several of them watching this live. They're watching us completely fall apart in front of them.
Yeah.
And they are laughing at it for their entertainment. So shout out to our Patreon members. If you too would like to be able to view these podcasts live when we tape them, you can go to www.patreon.com/thatchickangel and join our immediate family. There's so many perks that you can enjoy, so make sure you check it out. Also, please, if you are listening to this podcast, please make sure you rate and review it, especially on Apple Podcasts. It mm-hmm. makes us more discoverable. And you can watch this podcast on That Chick Angel TV on YouTube as well as Facebook, even though I'm behind on uploading to Facebook. I'm not even going to lie. But real quick, I want to say a special shout out, a special thank you to our sponsors today. We have two sponsors this episode,
yes,
and we'll get into them later. They are Usual Wines and Every Plate. So we'll tell you more about them and the specials that they have for our listeners. You guys already know. Your girl celebrated her birthday yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah, you did celebrate your birthday yesterday.
I turned 40, but baby, how old, honestly, do you think I look?
You look as old as you did when I met you.
Okay, I'll take
that. Yeah, y'all hear that?
Yeah, I know that's not what, I know that's not really the truth, like, or do, in your eyes, do you see that same?
In my eyes, yeah. I mean, not when I look back at old pictures.
Yeah, them old pictures. Listen, you go back, we go back 2 years, and we like, golly, what done happened? But
yeah. No, I don't know how to look at, like, somebody that I see. Like, I don't know how to look at you and be like, you look like you this old.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know.
Well, you be guessing folks' age sometimes.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty good at guessing folks' age. But like I said, I see you all the time.
Oh, okay. So you don't know if I look 40 or if I look...
You don't look 40.
Yeah, come on. I don't. Do I look younger, babe?
Yes. Why? What? That's such a rhetorical question.
Like, is it rhetorical?
Yeah, it is.
Sure?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But yes, we celebrated.
Who in their right mind, just in case there's somebody out there pondering, no man in his right mind would say anything other than, of course you don't look your age.
But sometimes.
You don't, however.
Mm-hmm. You just don't know what age that is.
Yeah.
Well, listen, sometimes you don't be in your right mind and you be saying some things that'll make any woman be like, oh.
Well, sometimes y'all just got to hear the truth. That's what y'all want. Women want. I just want someone that's honest, that's going to always keep it real and keep it honest with me.
You're like, no, you don't.
Oh, my gosh, I just want that honesty. No, you don't. You want to be lied to. You want to be lied to a smile on your face.
Why do you think that is? We don't want our hearts broken.
No, you think you want to hear it in certain, you want to hear it a certain way. Yeah. And most women don't realize that that certain way, men don't know how to say it.
That's what it is. We do want the truth. We just want it done in a tactful way,
Sometimes you truly don't want to hear the truth.
No, sometimes you are right. Sometimes the truth is not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for what I want to hear. And I feel like after almost 13 years of marriage, you should know what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, of course, you don't know. Also, don't let me forget. Make sure y'all check out Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. That is my beard and body butter. You can go to manshit.com. Again, that's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. It's 100% all natural, 100% natural body beard and body butter that I make myself.
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Wrist twitching like a stir fry. Yeah. His beard looks, if you're watching, you see his beard looks so pretty.
Somebody recently posed the question, is your beard soft? And that's when I realized I have no idea.
You don't have a reference?
I don't have a reference. I've never touched anybody else's beard and I don't plan to.
You don't plan on getting your hand? That's marketing research. You got to get your hands in there. Get it in there, boo.
I'm going to have you check, and I'm going to decide whose beard you're going to be checking.
Like, get that one with the missing eye. Yeah, get all up
that
in his beard.
The one that just ate, you see the one that got food? Yeah, him.
Okay, guys, so we come to the first segment in our podcast. This is a segment we like to call, excuse me, I said segment. This is a segment we like to call In My Feelings. This is when we talk about things that's got us feeling good and things that's got us feeling some type of way. So, do you want to start or you want me to start? Okay, so what's got me feeling good? Let me tell you. God loves me most. Let me tell you why. Okay? Because when me and Marcus started our Patreon, in the beginning of second quarter, April, we were very apprehensive about starting our Patreon because it was the middle of a pandemic, and we know it's only $5 a month to be a member of our Patreon, but we still understood that $5 might be a lot to someone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like it's not a low number in everybody's household, and mm-hmm. we understand that. And we had always been very adamant that we wanted to prove to ourselves that we could be consistent before we asked anybody to
That's what took us so long to start it. Yeah. We wanted to make sure we could deliver something that we knew people would be paying for.
Right. So, it's both men and women that are a part of our Patreon. But I will say that the women that I have been able to come in contact with a lot, and even the women that I don't actually get to interact with that much, like kind of one-on-one because they're more quiet, truly, truly shocked. And why did I put a T? It's not at the end of shocked. Yeah, I guess so. Shocked. Yeah, shocked.
You wouldn't say duh.
Shocked. Yeah, that's how much I am still in shock. Is I can't even say the word correctly.
How much I'm still in shock.
And surprised me in a way that I am still floored by. And I told them they're all getting whoopings because of it. And I still stand by that. I still stand by the fact that I'm about to spank every single last one of them. But, you know, it is always... I always feel good being appreciated, but y'all know you can just say, I appreciate you. And I'm like, oh my God, so special.
Angel loves words of affirmation.
They went so far and above that. Like when I say I had no type of thought that anything like that, they surprised me with an amazing gift that is going to allow me to get the type of equipment that I would like to have to be able to better run the brand of That Chick Angel. And I am just excited. Not only do they have me feeling good about just the wonderful the wonderful birthday gift that they gave me.
That's ugly cry, y'all.
Yeah, they said, hey.
Said cry, you got snot running down your chin.
But even more so, even past the gift that I am extremely grateful for, they have just been able to be so much more than just like a Patreon group. They have really allowed me to be able to be truly intentional about my work, truly intentional about my mission at That Chick Angel. Like I have been wanting to be able to make sure that what I'm doing is like on brand for me, and they are allowing me to be able to live that by also being those same vessels. Like the way that they have created this camaraderie around each other, it just blesses my soul. Like I feel so lucky, I feel so blessed, I feel like God just really set me and them up,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a way that I did not foresee it. I truly didn't. I didn't foresee it, and I'm just...
Yeah, nobody foresaw it, but you've created this community around you that nobody is surprised to see that knows you.
Oh, well, praise God.
Because when you tell your friends, they're like, oh my God, that's dope, mm-hmm. but... Of course. That's what people did for you, Angel.
Yes, I just feel so blessed that I just feel so blessed at what this is growing into be, and I just feel like it's going to bless so many people. That's what I'm excited about. I feel good that, like...
We got to get that applause button.
You need the applause button?
I'm going to get that goddamn button.
You good? <Yeah. laughs> I feel like it's just...
Otherwise, it's going to sound like breath. What is wrong with that boy?
So, that's what's got me feeling great. So, to my angels' wings, I dedicate this episode fully to you all. I'm excited for where this goes. I'm excited for our first family reunion after COVID is over to be able to see you all face to face and to make sure I hand out your spankings properly, because y'all all getting a whooping for that. So, that's what's got me feeling good. Those wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I mean, let's move on to the next one.
What's got me feeling good is
as people that have been around for the past 3 months since COVID started, maybe even earlier, maybe beginning of this year, y'all can see, and we've definitely seen how much this has grown. And yesterday? Me and you was out together? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we was out together, and I was talking about levels that we want to get to, and I was just like, I can't wait to get to that level. And then Angel's like, we are on our way. And it was crazy to be in the middle of climbing up that ladder of an accomplished goal that you're trying to get to, and realizing seeing the progress that you're actually stepping up each rung of that ladder.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and I can like literally see it. It's like, yeah, we went from this to that.
Mm-hmm.
Like in every realm of our, whether it be social media or, you know, I guess it's our social media.
Yeah.
But even interactions, it's like Angel literally recently had like a, what do you call it, a blow-up-situation.
I hit a goal.
Followers, hit a goal. And that pushed, and hers just overflowed onto me, and I hit a goal. And one thing that I like to respond to people.
Mm-hmm.
Like when people, I put up, post something or whatever, I like to respond to people. I don't want it to just sit. A lot of people still say, oh my God, I can't believe you respond. I'm like, of course, that's nothing.
Yeah.
But now it's like so many responses. Now I see why people can't respond to everybody. So yeah. I do appreciate the people that reach out, and like, of course, being like when you don't have as many people responding, it's a lot easier. But now it's just like, okay, I don't think I can always respond to everything that everybody says mm-hmm. to me or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just coming to that realization is like, dang, this thing is moving.
Yeah,
this train is picking up speed, and it's just like, and it's a true appreciation for like everybody that is a part of this.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm feeling good about. It's like, yeah, seeing this happen, and it only further motivates me. It's like not something that's like, oh, okay, I can kick back and let this. No, it makes me want to do more and offer more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling good about.
Well, before we jump into what's got us feeling some type of way, I want to tell y'all what's got us feeling good today, and that is The Usual Wines, our first sponsor of the podcast.
Absolutely.
Me and Marcus both are drinking some Usual Wines right now, if you're watching. Yeah. I'm drinking their rosé. He's drinking their red from Sonoma. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, this
large glass of red.
Okay. Large glass, okay? Let me tell you some things about Usual Wines. Usual Wines are wines for the modern drinker. Each bottle is about 6.3 ounces, a heavy pour, or about a glass and a half of wine. No more pouring wine down the sink when you don't want to finish the bottle. Because the single serving format and bottle design, Usual Wines is always fresh. No more flat, bubbly, or stale rosé. Do y'all understand how important that is? Because especially like for red wine.
Y'all better understand if y'all didn't hear the exhale that she just did.
Listen, because I'm not a heavy drinker of red. There are certain reds that I like, and sometimes I'm in a mood for a red, but it's going to take me a while to get through a whole bottle. And then it turns, and then you got to pour it out. That is so frustrating because I'm just like, I just want a glass. And then it might take me a whole 3 weeks to get back to the bottle. And then it's turned. So to be able to have this single serving.
And it's not a small serving.
Yeah, it's a heavy pour.
If you're watching, it's like, you can see I got pretty big hands. It's a heavy pour.
Yeah.
The bottle's attractive.
Ain't it? Let me tell you some more things about this thing.
I'm going to keep sipping it.
Usual Wines are made from world-class AVAs. That's American Viticultural Area in California. Like Napa, Sonoma, Santa Barbara, and are made of minimal intervention, zero sugar, and zero additives. The wines are low carb and have 0 grams of sugar. Usual has a red blend, a rosé. Rosé is my favorite right now. As y'all know, I love a good rosé, and a sparkling white wine called Brut. Yes! Oh, that's great for mimosas, y'all, if you didn't know. Brut, a sparkling Brut? Oh, you ain't said nothing. They are also have a limited production Brut Rosé just for the summer. Oh, it's everything I need and wanted. Okay. No more sugar. And did you know that in the USA, there are over 60 additives allowed by law to be used in winemaking. Usual doesn't use any chemicals or sugar additives to enhance the flavors or stability of their wine. And they are truly clean. They are truly a clean wine brand. But don't grapes contain sugar? Huh? Yes, absolutely. To clarify, all Usual Wines are produced using natural, sustainable grapes harvested every fall. Grapes are picked at optimal ripeness to ensure all wines will be fermented completely until the wines are dry with no residual sugar. All that is left is a delicious, clean wine. The process of fermentation happens when natural yeast eat the naturally occurring sugars in the grapes. In goes sugar, out comes alcohol. Some winemakers will purposefully end fermentation early to keep the sugar in the wine, a little sugar in the wine. Usual wines are fermented until no more sugars are in the wine. That ensures the wines are as dry as possible and low in calories. Come on, somebody, low in calories. That's what we need. All right, I want to be able to drink and not have to drink my calories.
I have thoroughly enjoyed
this. You have. Marcus just smashed his glass.
I was not expecting this much when I saw the box each serving. But I did finish. I'm on my way to finish. I'm going to open up another one.
Enjoying this.
But yeah, this. I'm drinking the, like I said, the large glass of red from Sonoma Country. And it is...
It's delicious.
Quite delicious. So it says, tastes like Bing cherry,
dark chocolate,
and velvets.
It's beautiful. So why don't you go to their website at www.usualwines.com and use the code, the discount code, ARGUE, for $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. One more time. Go check out their website, www.usualwines.com, and use the discount code ARGUE. For $8 off your first order and try your first glass on us. So thank you so much, Usual Wines. This is right up my alley. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, absolutely. I want to co-sign. Let's quickly get into what's got us feeling some type of way because it's already happening.
Today, the day we're filming this.
It is the 4th of July. The sun is out still. The sun is beaming down on us.
Can I go shut him up?
And people are blowing fireworks. And that's why you hear our dog in the background.
Losing his everlasting mind.
That's what you heard him barking all through our talking. He is just like, he is doing the
most. He's
heard
this his entire life. I don't know what he thinks he's going to do to these fireworks.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get them is what he's going to do. Go ahead and shut him up.
He ain't going to do nothing.
So what's got me feeling some type of way is that we've had to listen to fireworks since May. Okay, everybody? Since May, we have heard fireworks. And they're at like this time of day when you can't even see them. They're literally just noise. And I understand there's really nothing to do out here in these streets, these COVID streets. So people are just looking for some excitement. But like, enough is enough already. And I know they're not going to end tomorrow. You would hope that after the 4th, they'd end. But that's not the case. And we were actually talking. You know, there's a whole movement now because of people becoming more knowledgeable about Juneteenth and really wanting to celebrate, as Black people, our actual Independence Day. I'm not going to even lie to y'all. 4th of July is like my favorite holiday. And I low-key don't know if I'm not going to celebrate. I mean, this year I'm not. But like next year, like there's something about, I get it. It wasn't our freedom. Black folk were still enslaved. Completely understand that. Get that concept. But there's still something about the 4th of July. I think it's the activities more so than the meaning behind it.
Because it's always like, it's almost like an extra family reunion every year.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's like people have always got together. A lot of people didn't even know about Juneteenth.
No, people are just now finding out.
Yeah, people didn't start learning about Juneteenth until probably maybe 10 years ago, maybe 15 years ago. It started like getting bigger and bigger. Like you started hearing about it.
Yeah.
So now for, you know, everybody to be like, we ain't celebrating that. No, I'm not. I might not celebrate the 4th of July, but I will invest myself in some activities.
Like
something might go on the grill. I might not be wearing a flag on that day.
But I love all of it. That's the thing. It's not just the cookouts for me. I love the whole red, white, and blue stuff. I love the way it looks, right?
Yeah.
I love it when our family gets dressed up in red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah.
You've done it many a year, though.
Once. I've done it once.
Well, it felt like
twice
more than
since
one.
You know me. Once at the club before we got together when I was dancing I Love You.
And when was the other one?
The other time was I think it was when I had
you've done it more
Marcus
than once.
Like me. No, you, only got no.
Because you had Cy Like You once too when he was a baby.
Maybe it was Cy.
I feel like it's been at least two other times because you also had a tank top that had the American flag that
black,
you
though.
Wore. Yeah, but it was still.
It wasn't red, white, and blue. It was a black flag.
Anyways, I love the parades, even though I haven't attended
I ain't never
a parade.
Watched no 4th of July parade.
I don't like to watch them. I like to go to them. Like
I ain't
back
never
in.
Been to one.
You never in Lexington?
No.
Oh my God, I used to march in the parade.
Was too busy blowing stuff up.
Anyways, I know that I will make more effort to do more things on Juneteenth. And usually we do, like for the past two, three years, we've been celebrating Juneteenth.
Oh, we're going to make it a holiday. You can please believe that.
With local activities. But it is going to be hard for me to be giving up all of 4th of July just because I have enjoyed it all of my life.
Do you think you would have enjoyed it more or just as much if your birthday wasn't on the 3rd?
Absolutely not.
Okay. See, so that's
my birthday ain't moving.
That's a completely different aspect you have then.
I know. I have a different aspect than a lot of people.
Yeah.
So what's got you feeling some type of way? I told him it was the fireworks for me. What's got you?
Yeah, that's it. That's it right there. It's been a couple nights. I got ready to jump out of bed because people have been going like 2 a.m. in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got ready to jump out of bed and go find them. But it's been going on since May.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why. I don't get the why. It's not anything new. Yes, it is once a year. It's not anything new. Whoever's been blowing up fireworks, these fireworks have been around your entire life. So why are you so excited to start a celebration 2 months early?
Yes, they're like,
why are you so excited? Maybe they ain't even a celebration. Maybe it's just the thrill of lighting a firework.
Yeah.
I get it. Trust me. I get that. But have some respect.
It's too much for you.
And that's when I lose all respect. When people just don't respect other people's... I don't know, serenity in their sleep.
In their sleep. It's just 11
o'clock
too much
at night, you throw, yeah.
I saw somebody say on here, I think it was Carmen, said they're bored. That's what I was telling my homegirl today. One of my friends had drop off a birthday gift, so we did a social distance sit out in the front yard. We were like 20 feet apart.
We were.
We were so far apart.
In the shade, just kicking back. It was such a nice time.
Yes, and she was talking about some potential like conspiracy theory thing, and I was like, no, honestly, I think people are doing it because they're bored.
Yeah.
They're doing it because they don't, there's nothing else to do.
Yeah, because like, what conspiracy, would be the benefit of the, of, you know, whatever conspiracy there may be around people illegally buying and blowing up fireworks, other than just letting people buy and blow up fireworks.
Like, truly.
Like, they just, people have nothing to do. That's why, you know, at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday morning, people are lighting fireworks because they ain't got to go to work the next day. Their job is shut down.
Yeah. So they just like, guess I'm going to do this. So, yeah, that's definitely got me in my feelings, but it's going to be all right.
Yeah, we got, I would say until Monday, but this will probably go for another week.
Ah, dear God. Dear God, bless us, pray for us.
And so, I still might go for a cruise in the Mustang, just see what's going on.
You probably will.
Yeah. You going to join me?
I don't know. Let me think about it. Yeah, Are you happy with how my birthday went, with how my 40th went? My husband did such a good job.
I don't feel like I did. You keep saying that. I'm like, all right.
Why don't you feel like you did?
Because here's the thing. Angel, once I saw how Angel likes to plan, I've actually planned one of Angel's birthday parties.
Mm-hmm.
It was a surprise birthday party.
It ended up, you talking about the one that ended up not being a surprise and then you replanned it? Okay.
Actually, two. I take that back. We had two. One at the Waldo House. The other one was at in North Point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I've actually done two. One that actually did turn out good. But once I saw the level of party that Angel likes to plan on her birthday, I was like, what am I supposed to do? Only thing I can do is add to that.
No, I could. You know what? I could tell you what you could do.
What?
You can hire a party planner and tell them the things I like.
Sorry.
That's. I'm only telling you this because I don't want that to be a cop out for you.
It's not a cop out. It's like when I. One thing, I don't know if I have the time to come up with the type. I don't plan parties. That's not what I do.
That's what I said. Hire a party planner. Like, I understand that. I definitely understand that the way that I go about things might not be the natural way that you might think of things, but there are people who you could pay to be like, let me tell you about my wife, and
you know,
they
set
it out for you.
Extrovert married an introvert. So when you talk about people getting together, well, before all this, people getting together and having playing games, I'm like, why don't we just sit and let people have their own conversations and I'd be on the grill by myself and do it that way. But yeah,
I think you would enjoy, sorry to cut you off. I think you would enjoy being able to tell someone who executes very well and plans very well what your wife likes, and you being able to also show up with me to whatever the thing is that you have approved, and just being able to have a good time with me instead of feeling like you are busting your butt to pull all the pieces together.
But that's what I do. I'd rather just bust my butt and be on the grill.
Okay. He does bust his butt. Go ahead.
But no, that's it. I'm glad you were excited.
He got me an iMac, which I'm really excited
to. She got her desktop, y'all. I'm
so excited to bust that open and look at it and clickety clack, click, 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 click. My mother is giving me the birthday gift of helping me clean my office so that I can start working back in there again. He got me 40 roses that are gorgeous. And he got me a really beautiful cake. I thought it went absolutely well.
I'm glad you did.
I thought he did a very, very good job. And he took me to work, which was very sweet. That's something that you never get to do. I'm not that high maintenance.
One thing I didn't do, I did keep my word. I ain't get her no goddamn puppy.
Because we haven't found it yet. So as soon as
she hasn't found it yet.
Soon as we find it, that's the only reason why the puppy hasn't been purchased. As soon as we find it,
he's
getting a puppy. It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And I understand, because he wants me to love the puppy as much as he is. And it's going to be a lot. Because this, when we were sitting out in the yard, I said,
we're missing. Down the wrong pipe.
It's even good
down the wrong pipe, y'all.
It's good. It's good.
Usual wine.
And it's, speaking of usual wine, let's talk about our second sponsor of the podcast.
Every plate, y'all.
Every plate. I am super excited to talk about them because this is the type of company that you need in your life if you are a person like me. Okay, so Every Plate is now is a leading meal kit company. Okay, so when you think about how in the world am I going to figure out a meal to cook and not be so bored in what it's going to be, Every Plate is the solution. Okay, so you experience full plates and full of wallets with the America's Best Value Meal Kit. Okay, so I need you to understand that Every Plate's lower price point is a differentiating factor for the brand. Okay, so if you think about it, at even regular price, Every Plate is up to 58% cheaper than other major brand meal kits that are out there. Also, Every Plate offers contactless delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking on a budget, which is obviously at this point in time in life, contactless delivery is where the way to go.
Yeah, they do the meal planning. They do the
shopping.
The shopping, the preparing.
Yeah. And it's
extremely convenient.
Yeah, it takes the time-consuming guesswork out of the cooking. Never buy any more ingredients than you need because Every Plate's recipe come with everything already pre-measured. Let me tell you, that's the thing that be irritating me when I be trying to make recipes is when I think I have all the ingredients and then halfway through I find out, nope, you missing something.
Yeah.
And you over there trying to substitute things. You don't have to worry about that with Every Plate. Everything is there. Every Plate now offsets 100% of their carbon emissions. So if you're a person that is really concerned about the environment, which everyone should, Every Plate is also doing that as well. And Every Plate is constantly expanding their shipment zone. Check to make sure your zip code is included where they ship at checkout. Now, we got Every Plate, and we were able to cook some delicious meals for my mom because especially when we were doing the vegan diet, we wanted to be able to also feed our mom who was not, like, participating in that. And every meal had some great recipes.
Yeah, it really did.
They had a really nice beef recipe as well as a pork recipe and a chicken and pasta one. Mm-hmm. So delicious. She loved it. You'll love it.
Yeah, we have Patreon family. They're like, Every Plate is great.
Yes, absolutely.
They've had it too.
And now, I want to let you all know that you can get 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for only $2.99 per meal by going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE3. Again, I'm going to tell you one more time. Get 3 weeks of Every Plate meals for only $2.99. Where you going to get that? $2.99 per meal?
Ingredients cost more than that, y'all.
Come on. By going to everyplate.com and entering the code ARGUE3. Again, thank you so much, Every Plate, for sponsoring this podcast, you guys. Please make sure you check them out by checking out our sponsors. You are helping to support this podcast, and we greatly appreciate it. All right, so now we're going to move on. $2.99.
God
dang. That is, listen, where are you going to get?
That's how you get people hooked right there.
Yeah, you break down that price like that, and I ain't got to think, it's only going to take me about 30 minutes to put it together. Ooh, come on, King Jesus. That's what I'm talking about. Baby, pull up the topic so we can jump to it. So today, in honor of my wonderful Angel Wings, I wanted to be able to make this a viewer suggestion podcast where we're answering some questions, and I feel like there's a lot of overlap. There's a lot of questions about relationships, some things that we've covered in other podcasts, but some things that I think we can kind of shine some more light on. So I posed the question in Patreon, what would you all like for us to talk about, or suggestions or questions that you have within the podcast? And here are some of the things. One of the things that I wanted to bring up is something that was suggested by Eros. Eros' question was, what aspect of marriage were you and Marcus pleasantly surprised by? As you all know, we're coming up on our anniversary. We'll be married for 13 years. Mm-hmm. As of how many days? 10 days. In 10 days.
Yeah, 10 days.
We will have been
married for 13 years, y'all.
13 years. And I think that's one of the things that I am kind of pleasantly surprised by. Time is moving. Time is moving, like, fast. That, like,
That's what you're pleasantly surprised by?
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I remember when we were newlyweds and thinking, oh gosh, we're newlyweds.
Yeah, we used to joke around like, all right, we give it 10 years.
Yeah, we give it 10 years and after that we good. After that,
you know, yeah, we good. We gave it a shot. But it was always joking.
But like we are officially, I mean, beyond official, we're no longer newlyweds. We are almost OGs in this thing of like being able to give advice that has some like sound years underneath it.
You ain't talking about people that's been in a relationship for, you know, a year and a half and they trying to give somebody, you know, advice. Mm-hmm. Or because, you know, the big milestone, I feel like one of the big milestones that I never probably brought up to you, I think we talked about it, or everybody's talking about in marriage, year number 7 is usually the difficult year. Like that's the year that a lot of people don't make it past. And approaching 7 and after 7, we was like, what is everybody talking about?
What was that? What was supposed to happen in year number 7? What was that?
Now, I tried to make some things. No, I'm just
but you know why time is moving so fast and why I say I'm pleasantly surprised?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly.
I'm a lot of fun, y'all. I'm trying to tell you.
He is. Okay. Exactly, though. Like, it's because it's been a good time. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why time is moving by so fast. You know, when you are in a bad place,
it lasts forever.
It feels like you can feel every single second moving by. And because our relationship has been so super stable for a while, mm-hmm. it feels like we are just like speed skating through this whole marriage. Like, yeah. And while, yes, I want to be able to cherish every moment and cherish every memory, I'm also glad that all of our wonderful memories are kind of blending in together. Yeah. And that there's not a lot of, like, heartache. Like, I can remember every bad moment, but there's so few of them. That's the reason why I can remember them. So I'm glad that, like, our good moments are just blending together. Like,
yeah,
I understand the statement that marriage is hard. Mm-hmm. And I think the hardness comes from more so of the self-work you have to do in order to be a good spouse, more than it is about it being hard for me to deal with you.
Yeah.
I think that's the part that's hard and this is not to put judgment on anybody else's. So when I say the word good, it's just because I don't have a better word to use right now. But I feel like in a functional, good marriage, that the hard part is just the personal work you're doing to be a good partner.
Yeah, it's like that puzzle piece. It's like figuring out how you will fit perfectly with this puzzle piece that you are now joined to. Mm-hmm. Cause just because y'all together don't mean y'all fitting together.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so figuring out how you're going to lay in perfect. And that takes, you know, years. It's like we started off, we were together, we were dating, we get married, and it's like we adjust, and we're still adjusting. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll never say we're the perfect puzzle piece, because I would be she would view me as a much better husband if I was constantly giving her words of affirmation, which I don't. I know there's something I need to work on. And I would think she was a better wife if she put out a whole lot more. So,
if I was just like, oh, before we start the podcast, let me just sit on that a couple of times.
I'm like, you got dang right. You go, you know what? You are absolutely gorgeous. I just want to let you know that. You know, those are things, it's like it's constantly forming. But if you are completely, you know, they say opposites attract. I was about to say polar opposites. But if both of y'all have flat edges, y'all just going to slip away from each other.
Look at you.
Usual.
Come on. If both of you all have flat edges, you're going to slip away from each other.
But, you need those contours and curves and curvatures to lock in and grasp on. I'm a visual.
Yes. What were you pleasantly surprised by?
I was pleasantly surprised. Hey.
We got kids, y'all, because we are pleasantly surprised by each other. Are you surprised we got so many kids?
Yes. You always knew that. I was done a long time ago.
But no, go ahead.
Where's here he comes.
No, he's, come on, focus.
I'm trying to focus. So, No, what I was pleasantly surprised by is the support. Like, you, every time going into marriage, you always hear people talk about marriage. The only thing you hear is them talk about, particularly men, because men are not told to speak positively about marriage. Mm-hmm. And if they are speaking positively about marriage, oh, he's corny, or he's a punk, or he's this, he's that, or you the pastor, you supposed to speak positively about marriage. But you never hear about that. So I was pleasantly surprised by realizing that in this game of life, I always have an extra man. Hey. I always have that extra life. I have that support. I have that boost that you have to work so hard to get to. And that's what it is. It's like realizing, like we always say, you know, we make each other better. It's like I never imagined that I'd be getting better to the level that I'm going to.
Yeah.
Or to the level that I'm at and that I'm going to. So having that, realizing that, you know, she's a power source, I'm a power source, and together, that only boosts each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's like an extra, like I said, an extra push, an extra oomph that I didn't think about. You know, I didn't think about going into marriage like, oh yeah, well, if we get married, it'll be like this, or she will support me when I'm trying to do this, and I can support her when she's trying to do that, and we can grow to A, B, and C. Honestly, I looked at it as like, all right, we got to go in this, and we're going to work at it and make sure we can stay together and not...
Mm-hmm. Keep talking. It's fine.
They all in trouble already. They don't even know it. But yeah, so that's what I'm pleasantly surprised by.
I want to move to another Patreon member's question. And this is from Tiffany. She says, when dating, how do you know that you and your partner are compatible for marriage? You know what? If you take out some of the romanticism that we put in dating and marriage, I think it is a lot easier than what people think to figure out if there is compatibility in marriage. Now, the one thing you have to fill out. Let me clarify what I mean. I feel as though when you're completely honest about yourself and honest about what you need, not so much about what you want, but what you need in order to have a successful partnership, it's kind of like if you were going into business with someone. And mm-hmm. I know people hate the analogy a lot of times when people use marriage and business together. But in a lot of ways, though, when you are dealing with a business partner, you can figure out like, okay, I need a person that can do this because I am insufficient in this. I need a person mm-hmm. that does this because, like, that's what I really need to have done. So it's kind of the same thing in looking at someone as a spouse. The part that makes it a little bit more difficult is the chemistry part of it, mm-hmm. because you do want to have some attraction. And I'm not talking about that you got to be head over heels like, oh my God, but there's got to be something that kind of draws you all together,
right?
That there are people,
and not vainry, not, you know,
not vanity. Yeah. Yes, because there are people, put like this, while Marcus was the perfect person for me, there are other people that on paper 100% could have been the perfect matchup for me, as far as in their goals, their religious beliefs, their personalities, as far as in like, are they easygoing or are they like kind of too like strict, you know what I'm saying? That could have fit perfectly with me that I would not have had any chemistry with, mm-hmm. right? So when those things lined up with me and Marcus, where he had all of the deal breakers that he didn't have any of the deal breakers that would have kept me from being able to connect with him. And he had a lot of the attributes that I knew at a very young age that I needed in a spouse. Then after that, it was really much so like, okay, is the chemistry there? And after that, I felt like it was kind of a no-brainer for me. So I think sometimes we can get real complicated in dating because, one, we have a hard time being our truthful self in front of people because we want to impress them. And people lie.
Yeah.
Those two things. You date somebody and they don't show you their true colors because you do want to see a person at their worst, because you will be with them at their worst sometimes. Right. Yeah. You're not just going to be with them at their best.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's, you know, the way you date when you get married, not much changes after that.
Yeah.
At least not in the beginning. You know, when you're dating, you've been dating somebody for 2-3 years, or I know people that got married after 2-3 months. Once you get married, that ritual of getting married and putting that metal on each other's finger, that doesn't change anything.
Right.
You just have to realize that, okay, now it's a lot more at stake rather than us calling each other boyfriend and girlfriend, or, you know, whatever you want to call each other. That's not a like a, okay, now we're entering this and everything is going to be like this, or once we get married, this will change. No, it doesn't.
Right.
And when you enter a relationship, again, it can't be for, you may start dating somebody for vanity, but you can't get married for vanity.
Yeah.
I still know them to this day. I know dudes that got married to women and even dating women that thought they were going to get married to, strictly because they were drop dead gorgeous.
That's not going to hold you.
That ain't holding you up at all.
Yeah.
That's going to be great for those aspects of looks. But if you need help doing this, well, only thing she can do is stay. If you need help building a block wall, and only thing she can do is stand there and look good in heels. What you going to do? Or ladies, if you need help building a table, and only thing he can do is sit there in his shirt, tie and six pack and can't swing a hammer. What's the point? What purpose is he serving?
Yeah.
So whatever, you know, again, at that time, whatever goals and aspects you have and whatever you're trying to accomplish, like Angel was saying, if they can help you in that growth. And also, again, the person Angel married, the dude that she married, is not who's sitting beside her right now.
Yeah.
It's like when she's like, you know, I needed somebody with particular goals in religion. I wasn't that spiritual or religious when we first started dating.
Uh-huh. I wasn't.
Now, not to say I didn't believe in God and all that, because I did. I absolutely did. However, I was nowhere near as focused and in tune with my spiritual being or my God as I am now.
Yeah.
Like, I never even saw myself being where I am mm-hmm. now back then. I didn't even see that coming. Had no idea that I would end up here.
I didn't know how you would end up here, but I knew you would.
Yeah, see, again, I didn't see it.
And you know what? And that goes to, this is a little bit, not, this is not the question, but that goes to, I know people are like, you don't date potential, right? Don't date what you think you see. Date what you see. However, while I agree with that, because you have to be willing to be with the person where they are, you know what I'm saying? You can't be like, well, you know, one day he gonna be in one day. However, you should have, I do believe in having hopes and aspirations for the person.
Absolutely.
That you marry.
Yeah. And I mean, she was in school. Like, I would have never asked her to marry me if she was going to get out of, you know, performing arts and science. And I never thought, oh, she's going to be acting one day.
Like, yeah.
That wasn't like something she was already doing, you know?
Right, right. But what I was going to say is the reason why it is okay to, while yes, you have to be very cognizant that you're marrying the person that where they are. That is what you are marrying.
Yeah.
If you are marrying someone who is also though committed to their own growth, in that you are marrying the potential as well.
Right.
And that is what I knew in Marcus, is that even though he was young and still hadn't really figured out what he wanted to do career-wise, hell, he's just now really figuring that out, and that's fine by me. But I knew he was going to work. But I was like, listen, I'll let you figure this career out stuff. As long as you work and bring it in money, I am okay with you getting there.
Because when we were dating, I was always working, whether it was for myself mm-hmm. or with the company. I always had a job or working. I was always working on making money.
Yeah.
So that was something that I did, you know, she never had to worry about. Because
yeah.
Did you ever have issues with that with dudes before me?
Oh, God, yes, all of them. Really? All of them. I was just like, what are y'all doing? Goodness gracious. I've never wore a broke well, even though I've been broke, but I'm willing to work myself up out of brokenness. So I knew I couldn't marry no man that was willing to sit in brokenness and we just look at each other. That was never going to happen. So again, while Marcus was not in the career that he's at now, nor did he have the career goals, even the career goals that he has now. And like he said, even though
completely different,
even though spiritually he hadn't developed this tight of a relationship with God, I knew that God could call him closer to him whenever he wanted to. I knew that he, based off of what I knew of him, I knew that he was willing to listen to God when that call came. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I knew that you weren't going to be like, nah, the Lord ain't talking to me. I knew that when it happened, he was going to listen. So that was enough. That was enough for me. And I know it's easier said then because I was in my 20s versus now being 40. Mm-hmm. 40, I probably would have higher expectations because I'd be like, now listen.
Yeah, that does change things. It does change things. You can't. Yeah. Granted, we all enter different levels at different points of our lives at different ages.
Yeah.
And I can't even lie. I know guys my age that are have the mindset that I had when I was in my 20s, mm-hmm. early 20s even. Granted, when I was in my early 20s, I had a different mindset than I had a different mindset. I can't even say it was different from most guys my age. I really can't say that. But I never had a mindset of doing nothing.
Yeah.
And people different, like I said, enter different aspects of life at different times. So the dreams and aspirations I had then, maybe somebody's going through that now, mm-hmm. but hopefully by now they have already had an extensive, you know, successful career doing something else.
Yes. And if you do run into a dude that's older, because like I said, Marcus and I got married at a younger age, younger for what is considered average now. And if you are an older, like you're in your 30s and you're still dating and trying to find someone that you would like to spend the rest of your life with, and they might not be, because they might not be where you would want them to be.
Right.
I do think there is an opportunity in a tactful way to have that conversation mm-hmm. in the dating process of, this was my hopes for my spouse to be at this place. Do you know why you're not at that place? Or right. do you even have the ambitions to be at that place?
Yeah, and what success have you had thus far?
Yeah, so that you don't... Because if you think you're going to marry a finished product, you can go ahead and let that thing go because mm-hmm. you ain't a finished product. So I do believe there is room for grace in that, but there also has to be room for honesty, because nothing's worse than holding somebody to an expectation in your head that they don't have of themselves.
Right. Also, again, self-work. Mm-hmm. What was the question?
Was there a question on here about self-worth?
No,
original? This says, when dating, how do you know that you and your partner are compatible for marriage?
Also, the other thing is knowing what you bring to the table, and is that enough for what you're looking for? Mm-hmm. Because we know people that, I ain't gonna say people, we know people that want these really high expectations, and like, what are you bringing to the table? You walking into a Ferrari dealership telling them what you want, and you ain't got a dime in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be expecting all this success, and I want my woman to have A, B, and C, and she has to look this way and that way. What are you bringing to the table?
Yes.
Or I want my man, he's got to own his own business and do this, and that. What are you bringing to the table?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody don't want a child to take care of.
Come on. Because I think a lot of times, just the way we've been conditioned, especially in America, and I'm not saying this doesn't happen anywhere else, while especially we as Black women, we're working on our self-love, we're working on our self-worth, so then we have high expectations on the man that we'll marry based off of things that we feel like we are worth getting. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, at the end of the day, when it comes to being married, the only thing that you should really be looking for as far as in what you are worth is someone who is going to hold you down and love you and mm-hmm. give you the things that you need as far as in your love language. All these other extra things, like he need to be making six figures, making as much as me, and he need to know that, like, when I'm hungry, feed me. Like, I understand the appeal of that.
Yeah.
But
that was a recent topic on the other podcast that you do with Kev on Stage, where somebody posted something about, you know, if you're not fixing your man's plate.
Oh yeah.
That's such when you're in a marriage, that's like, things change. Like, the little trivial things that you may think or imagine, or other people may think are important in a marriage, are not.
Mm-hmm.
Like Angel fixing my plate, or me, you know, doing certain things for her, her doing certain things for me, is just like, that's such a small, minute. Yeah. She ain't got to fix my plate. This is whoever's standing at the goddamn stove around the food.
Just can fix it. And this is not to say that you can't do that as a spouse, and that can't be a beautiful piece of like absolutely. What you do. But you could be a trash wife. And he could be a trash husband, even with the fixing of the plate. So there's like certain things that we have like put together, that we have put together in our minds sometimes as women, as what equates to, I'm this dope chick, right? So my man should have all these things. And it's just like, he could have all those things and be trash.
Yeah.
So really look at the things that sustain a marriage, and it's not always going to be what his occupation is. Yeah. It's not always going to be how much money he's willing to spend on you.
Yeah.
It's that person that, like I said, is going to hold you down and love you in the ways that you need to be loved.
Right. Yeah, we know somebody that's out, quote-unquote, dating right now. And one of their things is they have a certain outlook on how they should be spoiled or how they should be treated or everything they should be given while in a relationship. Granted, this person does bring a lot to the table. And one thing we always let them know is, regardless of what you're looking for in that particular person, there are people that offer all those things. There are people that will give you diamonds and gold, or, you know, give you this or that, whatever you're looking for, and also be giving other people that on the side that you're unaware of.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's one of those things. It's like, it's integrity and trust.
Yeah. Yes. Integrity and trust.
Because it's like Angel brought up something one time. We were talking about, you know, people that mess around and cheat and stuff. And it's just like, you know, people all say, just because I mess around with this woman or this man don't mean I love my spouse any less. But it's like, yeah, but you don't respect them.
Right. There you go.
it's about respect. Just because you love them. Yeah, that may be true. You may love them with every fiber of your being. That don't mean you respect them. I got family I love to death. I don't respect them.
That's how.
It's like,
that's how.
Like, I might cuss you out at your funeral. It's like, that's just where we at right now. But
yeah. So that was like a little side.
That was
variation,
that was a little side variation. However, when dating, to sum up the answer, when dating,
you look at the qualities that you need, that you honestly need, over what you want. On.
The Patreon family, everybody's mad at the fireworks right now.
I know. They're
everybody's
like,
commenting
fireworks
on the fireworks.
It is a mess. Yes, someone said, love and respect are not mutually exclusive. And come on, somebody, if ain't that a word. Okay, so Katrina asked, we're going to get a little bit off of, wait a minute, do we want to ask her Alicia or Katrina?
Let me see, I'd love to hear experience.
Alicia had a marriage couple.
Fresh and remaining.
We can answer both. We'll answer those two, and then we'll let you all go. Because I feel like Alicia's in. We're just going. This is what we're answering. So sorry. Okay. Alicia says, talk about keeping marriage fresh and remaining best friends throughout all that life throws to you. Let me tell you, I feel like what keeps us fresh is communication.
Heard it earlier.
It takes
the lack of.
It took a long time to get this man to talk.
Yeah. Communication is women. Again, that's one of those things. Traditionally, women are talkers. You know, women want to talk about their feelings. Now, I know women that are just like men. It's like, I don't need to talk.
Yeah.
But generally, women like to, you know, they're taught to express their feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They're always taught, you know, how do you feel? They have journals. They write in them. It's like, you know, I feel like this. I feel like that. Men, we're not taught that. You know, if you expressing your feelings, what is wrong with you? Something, you're weak, you're this, you're that, you're a bubble, easy to pop. So it's not something that, like, always talking, and it's like, you know, what's wrong? I don't know. And a lot of times, not because, you know, he don't want to, you know, if your man is going through that, if something's on his mind and you're trying to find out exactly what's wrong, you're trying to get his take on something, and it's not because he don't want to talk. If he says he don't know, he truly does not know how to express how he's feeling. And I went a long time. I still have issues, you know, expressing how I feel. It's just like, I still have that spirit of, yeah, it's all right. I'll be all right. I'll deal with it. You know, I know that now. That is growth on my part, that I know that I'm dealing with things, or I have certain things that I need to get off my chest, and sometimes I don't know how to do it. And sometimes I just like, you know, let me just go ahead and say it. But recently, it wasn't until, what, last year? Where I started being more vocal and talking about, you know, how I feel.
Well, it was like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, about a year and a half ago. And it, you know, and like I said, we were, you know, now we are coming up on 13 years, and if we spent that much time of me, it wasn't like a constant thing like, Marcus, this is an issue, why aren't you expressing yourself? It wasn't crippling to the relationship.
No.
However, it only made us stronger as a couple and me stronger as a man.
Yes.
To be able to express how I feel, or express more than what I was able to.
Yes. Yes. I also realized that I had to give you an opportunity to get your thoughts together and make you feel comfortable sharing your thoughts and things with me, because like, I did have to realize that I'm willing to talk even when my thoughts aren't clear. I'm willing to talk my thoughts out of my head until they clear up. That's the creative in me, of just like being like, okay, I'm trying to say this one thing, it might not come out right, and then keep talking until I eventually get to the point of where things are clear. Where Marcus is the type that he wants to already know what...
Yeah, before I start saying it, I want to know exactly what it is I'm trying to say.
And I think he finally realized, like, yo, before I thought... I don't know if before he just thought it was me just kind of wanting to be in his business.
Some of it is.
Yeah, it is. But I think it took him realizing that there was an actual benefit to him. Because I was just like, well, babe, if you're not talking to me, who are you talking to? Like, who?
Talking to Tank. Is Marcus talks to Tank? Tank talks to
That's
Marcus.
Not, and him having to realize that was not enough. Him having these circular conversations in his head was not
enough. Or just bottling it up. It's not even like talking about or working it out even internally. It's just like, oh, that, you know, in a man's case, we're thinking, okay, this is just disappearing and going away. It's dissipating into the air. Not... it's, we're harboring it, you know, we don't see that.
And that's in for the thing I think that catapulted it, unfortunately, was with the death of his father. It was just like, yo, like, dude, I don't care how strong you think you are mentally. Yeah. Like,
it wasn't even a thing strong mentally. It's just like, oh, I can deal with this. It's just, how am I supposed to deal with this? It's all right. Like, I think about it. It ain't about me. Oh, I'm strong enough. It's like, no, I'll be all right. I don't need to think about it. But that was a time that caught me so off guard. It's like, no, I need to talk about this.
Yeah.
And it's what's crazy is, like, my brother's the same way. My brother does not talk, but he talks to me, you know, and like, and he'll come to me and just like say, you know, get anything he needs to off his chest. Even if he's not ready to, I'll be like, you all right? And we'll talk. And this is long before, you know, this has always been that way. But even when my daddy passed, one of my cousins called me and was like, you know, your brother, all right, he don't talk. I'm like, he talks to me. He's good. Like, we talk. It's cool.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things. It's like, not that I wasn't, it's not that I wasn't comfortable talking to angels. It's like, I don't know how to express all this stuff. Right. Especially to the level that Angel wants to hear. Even now, like, she'll be like, so when this happens, how did you feel?
Yes.
If this, this, and that. I'm like, I don't think about stuff on that level. What is, no man goes there in his mind.
But you should, though. I know that
we don't even know those doors exist. It's right, like, I ain't gonna walk through that door. It's like, it's got a red button on it.
Right, but
it says don't push. I'm gonna keep walking down the hallway. Go to the door I always go to.
But it is so I feel like once Marcus got to that place of being willing to have more conversations with me just about his how he's feeling, I feel like that just made us closer. And it allowed me to operate as a better, I feel like, as a better wife to him. Once I was able to, like, hear from him, like, how you feeling for real? Do you know why you're feeling this way? What's doing it? What, I mean, I still have the goal for both of us to be in therapy. I know Marcus is going to be slower to the plate on that, but I do feel like
I went once, but it wasn't to my benefit. I don't feel.
Well, I mean, it,
but it's about keep going, I guess.
It's not even just about keep going. It's about, you know, finding the right match. It is very important. It's not every therapist.
I was like, I'm going to give this a try.
He said, like, one time. All right.
Nah, I'm good.
And realizing that, like, it just like almost with, not as specific as in a marriage, but it does take you finding the right therapist in order to, for it to be beneficial. Mm-hmm. But communication truly is what has kept us fresh and what has kept our, kept the us best friends, is that even though I have women that I call best friends and we talk about stuff that he don't care not nothing about, I still feel like I can share the most things with him, the things that are most important with him. And I know he shares the things that are most important with me. Okay, so last question before we close this up. And that was, hold on, you guys. We answered Alicia's, and then Katrina's was the last one we're going to answer.
Okay. What things about your life together make you happy? How frequently do you notice those things?
So what things about our life together make you happy?
The family. Like the everything. It's like our family that we've built together. Mm-hmm. Our relationship. The kids and the support, like earlier, like I stated, the support and that benefit of being married to you, like all of that makes me happy.
I think I can name it. I can narrow it down to two or three. One is the laughter. The laughter is the thing that makes me the happiest. Y'all know Tank is funny. He makes y'all laugh. He makes me laugh even more on a regular basis. And y'all don't even understand how much joy that brings to my heart. I'm a person that makes people laugh all the time. And so to have that in my spouse, y'all have, that's probably my true love language, is just making me laugh, making me do a guttural, ha ha ha, love it.
Angel's goofy, y'all.
I am. I am goofy. But it makes me so happy that he, oh, I just love his sense of humor. It makes me so happy. The other thing that probably tops laughter is I love that we dream together.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That one feels so good to be able to dream together and then move as a unit towards that dream.
See, again, I wasn't thinking on that level.
It makes me so happy. I am a dreamer at heart. There's you can't get it out of me. There ain't nothing that you're going to be able to do. My mother is a dreamer. I was born from a dreamer. I am full-blown a dreamer. And to be able to have that with a spouse who I don't think that is what he was born into. I think he has very pragmatic parents that were like, you work, you save, you get what you're supposed to get, and you live a good life. Not to say there's anything wrong with that. That's actually fantastic.
Yeah.
But I came from a place of, okay, but what else? Yeah. What's the bigger thing that you really want? Yeah.
That's that generation that, you know, we are fortunate enough to be with this generation who can dream as well as succeed.
Yes.
You know, our parents' generation, they wasn't thinking on that level. Like not all of them. Some of them were exposed to that.
My mother was, but even with her, she's realizing, oh, she could have dreamt even bigger in her later age. But my mother, definitely coming up in the poor country, had to have a little bit of a dream spirit so that she could, like, you know, like move into the arenas that she's moved into. So being able to dream with my best friend, who is also my husband, it is like so amazing. And then last, the thing that makes me happy is having protection. It's so weird having that as a 40-year-old woman and not even like knowing that was a thing that I did not have. But having my husband's protection is like, who would have thunk that was a thing? But yeah, having protection. I didn't know there was something needed or wanted. I didn't know I wanted it. But here recently, I won't go into the details of it. There were certain things that I was only willing to do or try if it was with my husband around. I didn't care about nobody else. I was like, I'm not going to do this unless he is there. And
which that's y'all understand that that's saying a that's sound it's a lot coming from Angel, because they were, you know, a house full of women, strong black women, who didn't need they didn't need that spare tire, they didn't need that help, they didn't need that safety net.
Right. We didn't need that spare tire. Me,
I don't need you to. So for her to be like, at this, it probably took 13 years for her, because it's like, you know, it's in general, it's a thing of, you know, what does a man do? Well, he provides and protects. And it's like, well, you can provide to the relationship, but protect. I mean, what are you protecting? It's like, I don't need protection. Mm-hmm. But for her to find that safe place in me, that is saying a lot coming from Angel, because Angel, she'll, it could be, you know, six dudes in a fight and she'll swear them down that she can jump in and handle her own.
Mm-hmm.
And every single dude would be 6'9", 450. She don't care. I got this. If you can jump in there and handle it, I can too. This is like, all right, well, good luck with your neck vertebrae. so yeah, to hear her say that, that's, you're growing, babe.
I am. I am growing. I completely recognize that. I am growing. So those are my three things that make me happy. And I recognize it often. I could possibly recognize it more. But I do recognize when those are things are happening. I am blessed to live the life I live with this man. So, yeah. You drink all your stuff, but cheers.
No, I got more.
Cheers.
Your mama didn't come over here.
That was so funny. I was like, what is she doing?
Do you think you're being quiet right now?
Cheers. Okay, guys. We are going to... We're going to close off the podcast.
Calm down here.
No. We're going to close off the podcast. We truly thank you all for listening. Again, please rate and review us if you're watching this podcast.
Absolutely.
On That Chick Angel TV. Please make sure you are subscribed to the channel. Click the notification bell so you can be notified. And like this video. Click the thumbs up video.
Absolutely. Like, subscribe, and share.
You can follow Marcus on
Instagram and Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book. You can follow... remember, go to Manshit, manshyt.com, or you can go to the Instagram page and see all. I still got those three posts up at Get Manshit. Again, everybody that's tried it, thank you so much for the support. I greatly appreciate it. I'm pumping out orders as quickly as I can. One thing I do want y'all to know, I want the Patreon to hear this, and I want you all to hear this. If you put in an order on Friday, I will not ship it out until Monday, because I do not want my product sitting in a warehouse somewhere. As soon as it leaves my hands, I want to get to you as soon as possible. However, yes, thank you for the support and all that jazz. And we want to thank our sponsors.
Yes, we want to thank Usual Wines and Every Plate for their amazing sponsorship. We love both products, and we hope that you check them both out. Again, when you check out our sponsors, you are supporting our podcast.
Yes.
So we greatly appreciate you checking out both Every Plate and Usual Wines. Make sure you use our discount codes, our promo codes, excuse me, when checking out on those websites. Also, guys, you can follow me at That Chick Angel across every single platform. You can also check me out on my other podcast. I have Hold On To Your Edges with Brisha Webb, Mommy Confessions, as well as... Here's the Thing with Kev on Stage on Kev on Stage Studios. So you can check all of those things out. And again, you can join our Patreon to be able to watch these podcasts live at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. All right, guys, you all be blessed, and we will talk to you all next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.